This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel, and joining alongside me, he's a damn criminal, he is. It's Shabazz. Hello, Shabazz.
Dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, we can't do it.
No,
we don't want to get sued.
We want to get sued.
Don't come after us,
we
Mr.
don't want
Dick
to get
Wolf.
Sued.
No, don't
whoa,
do it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We don't want to get sued, man.
We don't
That's
not want to get
saying.
Sued. Shay, how are you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing great. We had a really, really fun conversation that we're about to get into. But more than that, what a just wild ride of watching the first episode of the show.
Let us tell you the show that we're talking about, because on the Movie Podcast today, we are joined by Aidan Young and Casey Collins of Law and Order Toronto, Criminal Intent.
Dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope, we can't do it. We have to stop. This is, you know Law and Order. The world knows Law and Order, and we're finally getting our own Canadian version of it. I want to say thank you to our friends. Thank you to our friends at Rogers and City TV for making these interviews happen for us. But Jay, how do you feel now having crime happening in Toronto?
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, didn't know there was crime in Toronto.
No, we did not have crime before the series started.
No.
We had to start getting crime.
We were living in a utopia of just no crime. I can't think of a single incident. Like, I think
no.
At most, a flat tire was a
jaywalk. Tire is not a crime, though.
It could be.
You got me there.
North Korea, it's a crime. I'm not too sure, but it could be. But look, man, like we have something finally that is embracing Toronto for what Toronto is. I'm not going to say with the extra T. You ain't going to catch me saying the extra T in Toronto.
Law and Order.
Toronto.
Criminal in N.
Law and Order, the six.
Criminal six, in six, ten. Six. So let's get back to the ride that we went on watching this first episode.
God.
Because, you know when you're watching something and a character has your name, you're like, oh, wow,
yeah.
There's a character who has your name.
As someone named Shabazz, too often.
Too often.
To me.
But yeah, so in the very first episode that premiered last night on Law and Order Toronto, Criminal Intent, the person who was murdered,
yes,
their name was Daniel.
Very sad.
Very sad. And again, hearing your name over and over again, it's a little scary while watching.
He's been murdered.
Murdered. But not only was his name Daniel, what was the full name, Shabazz?
His full name was Daniel Siddiqui.
Which is your last name.
Which is my last name.
Which could have been my full name.
If we got married.
Had we gotten married, but if you chose someone else.
Because my wife was like, I want to get married to you. And I was like, fine.
Now, not only am I going to murder Daniel's dream, I'm going to make sure he's murdered in another show with that name.
I remember I emailed the writers.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's how it happened.
Law and Order, Criminal Intent. I'm like, hey, listen, it would make me really happy if you could name a character in your show, Daniel Siddiqui. It's my best friend.
Yeah.
I want him to feel happy. I know they're going to make us the person that dies.
Yeah, at least we're not the murderer. I think being the murderer is worse.
Yeah.
Right?
I am scared
of being thrown overboard on a boat. So
While being poisoned.
So they checked off a lot of... there was a Venn diagram that they had up. And they're like, okay, how could we hurt Daniel more?
You got spiders crawling on you too, I think.
I think there were water spiders. Oh, you know water spiders?
I don't like that.
No, yeah, I don't like that idea. But it was just so funny. Our minds were literally blown watching it.
Because they kept saying the name too. They kept saying like Daniel Siddiqui. He was a good guy. Too bad he's dead. Yeah.
There's a line in the episode where it's like, yeah, you know, Daniel Siddiqui, no, like everybody loved him. No one would ever want to hurt him. But he's murdered. But he was murdered.
And yet he's dead. I'm like, oh.
Oh, it was so good. But let's get back to our special guests on the show today. We were so lucky to be joined by Aidan Young and Casey Collins, who absolutely kill it. They don't do any killing in this first episode.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. Well, in the first episode, we don't know. Yeah. We don't know where the show goes from here.
Yeah.
But they were absolutely delightful to talk to. So we're going to get to that very soon. But of course, this is the Movie Podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the week. We have our Dune Part 2 review out now, so go watch that, go listen to that. Everything you need to know is in the show notes below, including a way to get 50% off your first order of Factor meals. So we have that in our show notes below. Look forward to that and everything else.
Doom.
No, that's a crossover. Do you think there would be a Law and Order on Arrakis?
Absolutely. Who killed this spice miner? Hey, what are you doing? I don't know why. Jason Statham, by the way, is on this planet too.
Jason Statham's on Arrakis. Okay.
I'm a Furman. I'll get my water where I need
it. I like to ride worms.
I don't know. I can't imagine Jason Statham saying that part, though.
Me too. But we'll have to see. Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent had its premiere last night, and it will be out weekly. So make sure you check it out every Thursday at 8 p.m. on City TV. Now, without further ado, please welcome Aidan Young and Casey Collins to the Movie Podcast.
Dun, dun.
Hey, Aidan, how you doing?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
We are doing so well. We're so delighted to be talking with you today, and it's so great to have a show like Law & Order actually taking place in Canada, and especially Toronto for us. So that's it's pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, you know, when they called it that, you know, Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent, they figured they better shoot it here.
Yeah. What's great too about speaking about calling things by certain names, my name's Daniel and
my last name is Siddiqui.
So this first episode for us was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, originally the character's name was David. So it was Siddiqui either. But what happened was a lot of the actors had learned, you know, their text and especially Kathleen and I. And I think it was the day before shooting, they came up and they had the brilliant idea of changing the name because of clearances. They couldn't get David, so they changed it to Daniel instead of changing it to Mark, you know, which would be easy to say as opposed to getting halfway through the name and realizing it's not Dave, it's Dan. So if you see during the pilot, both of us go... and the victim was Daniel Siddiqui. that's what happens.
That explains all the emails that we got asking us to clear our names.
It's true.
Sure why they were still sending us. Right. Yeah, now just curious, was any of this based on us? I mean, we're from Toronto, so we're wondering, like, is that what you guys are doing? And then why'd you kill us off?
Well, there was only one of you at the, you know, in our show. So it is slightly ripped from the headlines.
Right, right.
But
that's amazing.
No, I'll let my partner know that you're alive and wells, both of you.
That's true.
We come back.
Yeah. No cryptocurrency for us. No. You know, we're so curious about like the authenticity of this show and you really wanting to show off Toronto. So for yourself, you know, what was so important about making sure Toronto was shown in the best way, and what was something that you wanted to really see shown about Toronto on the screen?
Well, I think, you know, look, undeniably the show opens on a yacht on the, you know, on the lake, looking at one of the most beautiful cities in the world, you know, for many, many reasons. I mean, you know, I'm a little biased in the fact that I was born here and grew up here, you know, for a short period of my life. And, but coming back here, you know, I'm just so proud to bring a, you know, like a legacy franchise like Law and Order back here, and to showcase, you know, what is a incredibly mature and complex metropolis, and in where we, you know, we find ourselves as homicide detectives, you know, lurking in the dark to you know, investigate, you know, the horrors that some people do to each other, you know. And I think the writers took every opportunity they could to really showcase the city as a whole, all the satellite areas in the city and what have you. And I think that anyone watching is gonna see their own backyard and these stories playing out in their own neighborhoods. And I think it's gonna, you know, really intrigue an audience. You know, I find it riveting just apart from the story itself.
Absolutely. Definitely. And that's what's so cool about, like, seeing, for us, seeing like these familiar locations. For you, like, obviously this is an iconic show. What was your prep like going into this? Like, were you listening to true crime podcasts? Were you trying to get into the mindset of
some Drake,
you know? Some Drake as well too. Yeah, how did you prep for the role?
Well, you know, I was oddly enough, at the time that I got the phone call, I was working on film restoration. And, you know, frame by frame, going through and making sure every little speck and every, you know, aberration was taken out, you know, of the digital scan of these old films from around the world. And one of the things that I would do is listen to podcasts, true crime podcasts. So I'd actually been doing this for about 4 or 5 months and unwittingly researching so many crimes, you know, and so many different procedures of how they're investigated and how they're prosecuted and so forth. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to play two previous homicide detectives, one from the United States, which is great because you can just take out your gun and, you know, bully them, you know, telling you they did it. One in Australia, which was not so bullyish, actually, because, you know, in Australian law, you can't even suggest that that person was at the crime scene. You have to say somebody matching your description of a male gender was considered to be in a locale similar to where the crime took place, to such a degree that, you know, the criminal could just shut up and, you know, they'd never get prosecuted. I don't know why anyone in Australia gets, you know, prosecuted for homicide. It seems impossible, but somehow they managed to do it. And so the laws are very different from jurisdiction to, well, from country to country. And so coming here, that was what intrigued me the most, was how was the Canadian legal situation in terms of their procedure and investigation and in prosecution.
And, definitely.
Now, I think we managed to cover quite a lot of it. It is called Law and Order, after all.
Of course.
We wanted to get some of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so excited for more people to get a chance to now watch the show and see that presentation that you've been able to do. And again, of course, the fact that it is a Law and Order show, so that's huge for the city. So, Aiden, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope we could talk to you again very soon. And no more killing us in the future, if that's okay.
Well, I'm very sorry for the both of you. You did find your killer, after all.
That's true, though.
You did.
Yeah, thank justice you. Was served.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Hi, Casey. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. What about yourself?
Oh, we're doing great. So thank good. You. Yeah, so much for taking your time with us today on the show. Like we kind of mentioned in the beginning, my name is Shabazz.
And I'm Daniel. What's great watching this first episode, Casey, just going right into it. My first name is Daniel.
Mm-hmm. And my last name is actually Siddiqui.
So It was a bit of a roller coaster for us watching this first episode of the show.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah, you guys died.
Yeah. not a great way to start the night, to be
we
honest.
Died together. Yeah.
Yeah. Like combination. You both gave up, I guess, half of yourselves.
It's true. And we were just wondering, like, why did you base it off of us, and why'd you kill us?
Yeah. No checks came our way either.
No, so. None.
Nothing.
Well, none.
The good thing is I have nothing to do with your deaths. I have solving your deaths. So you should be happy right now. And maybe, I don't know, cutting me a check.
Oh, there we go.
That's true.
It turned around on us.
Did save my life
around on us.
You did. Right? Spun that really quickly. That's good detective work right there. Yes.
Yes.
What we loved so much about this show was, you know, just seeing Toronto finally getting to be Toronto.
Yeah.
And we're so awesome. It was so awesome to see that. But we're curious, like, for yourself, what was so important about getting to show the city, and what did you want to really emphasize and show off about Toronto?
Well, I mean, Toronto's a beautiful city, number one. And I think there's also a lot of misconceptions about Canada on a whole. And if we want to narrow it down, maybe even Toronto. So I think we can put a lot of that to sleep by showing the city and showing so many different parts, not the usual parts that people, you know, from all over the world will know. Just like when if we go to France, oh, the Eiffel Tower, like we know, right? That's about all we know. And so, you know, we're really going into the inner workings of the city. And I think that is important. I think it's important to show that. And my whole thing is I'm looking forward to additional seasons so that we can show off more and more and more of the city, you know?
Absolutely. 100%.
A lot to show. Yeah.
Now, a murder during TIFF wouldn't be too bad of an idea.
Yeah,
you know, right? At least show off the city.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of potential there. Now we're just pitching ideas.
Now we're going to get some more checks clear, to be honest.
No, it's too late. I already stole it.
You stole it.
Yeah,
Casey, for yourself, you know, like this is a massive series. Like Law & Order is known all around the world. What did it mean to you to now, you know, leave your mark on a series like this?
Well, I haven't left it yet. I'm hoping to leave it because right now we're just at season one. And the original, we're looking at what, 23 seasons or something crazy like that. So I am hoping to leave a mark, definitely. And it's a massive, massive franchise. It's a massive, legacy. And honestly, just being a part of it. It took a while to kick in. And I think it's really when the press stuff started to hit, it's like, oh yeah, this is a big deal for a lot of people, coming from, you know, the first ones and some people just being exposed to the newer versions. It's just a big deal for people. So, I'm honored. I say all that to say I'm honored.
We love that. We love that. We absolutely love that.
And you guys do know this is a TV show, though, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure the movie podcast knew that.
Yeah.
Wait, so there's more episodes coming?
Oh, that's great. That's a really short movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I'm like, wow, there's just so much more development that we could do. But no, we're talking about more episodes. We're so curious for yourself. Well, what is an episode that you are most looking forward to?
I think the... without giving away, the sort of the synopsis or anything like that, but I think I'll just say the episode number.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think number 9. I'm looking forward to number 9. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll mark it on our calendars. You know, we're excited. Honestly, like it's so cool seeing a show set here and like knowing that there's so many like Canadians behind the scenes making it all happen too. So Casey, we're just so grateful for your time. We're excited to see how your character develops and see how you leave your mark on this series. So we're definitely going to see it.
I appreciate that. Thanks to both of you.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you.
Happy dead man. Thank you.
that's what we're always called. I get it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.